Okay, so the question is, why would we knock out the teeth, or hake et shinav? You could translate that differently. Sharpen the teeth. Blunt his teeth is a nice way that some of the art scroll, you know. Blunt his teeth. Any way you spin it, what's going on here that we take this kid, he's got questions, he's having a hard time, he's struggling, and the Seder's telling us to blunt his teeth, like, you know, good thing it's in Hebrew and most people, you know, don't know what's flying at that point.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just rushing through it. But, like, honestly, like, how do we make sense out of this weird type of educational philosophy? Somebody has a question, knock his teeth out. Yeah, so that's the question. And many, many beautiful answers. If you want a beautiful article, my favorite Haggadah is Rav Jonathan Sachs's Haggadah. And he has a beautiful article which takes a historical perspective on this question. And he tries to explain based on the history why the rabbis, who are they referring to as this Russia, and why do they speak in such harsh terms.
Okay.
So if you want...
So they speak about a specific Russia?
Yeah, he has a...
Is that what he
specifically,
speaks?
In that time period, they're specifically about a specific type of Russia, and that's why they're speaking in such harsh language. That's Rav Jonathan Sachs's article. Ayin Shama, check it out over there if you want a beautiful approach. I love sexist stuff. But I want to show you a gematria answer with a beautiful lesson. So what we want to do is take this Russia, okay, and we want to make him into a tzaddik, right? So what's the gematria of Russia? A resh is?
200. 300.
Shin is 300.
It's 570
total. Ayin is 70. Good. So 570. And what do we want to do? What's the goal? We want to make him a?
Tzaddik.
So what's tzaddik? 90. What's dalid?
4.
Yud. 10. 100. You guys have heard this one? It's amazing. No, you haven't heard it? Okay, so I'm really excited. 204. Okay? So we got to get from this to this.
Okay.
How are we going to do it?
Simple.
Don't worry. All you gotta do is get rid of his teeth. Shin is 300. Nun is 50. Yud is 10. And Vav is 6. 366. 570 minus 366 equals 204.
Next time I see a Russia,
just knock out his teeth. Just tell him to chat, he won't mind.
He'll be real happy, he'll be outside again.
Ah, goodbye. So,
that's it.
No, Shlomo obviously would not knock out his teeth. But what this is saying is that our intention, whatever we're going to do, we have to figure out what we're doing. Whatever Hakechinav is, it's not to just blunt him out. It's to get him from a Russia to a tzaddik. Yeah. Take out his shinav so much, take out the sharpness, you know? You can make your own creative shot, and Rosh Hashanah's going to have his creative shot, but that's the goal. It's a nice gematria, but it actually has a beautiful lesson. Nice?
It's like the Ein Rasha, like the Rabbi Nachman says.
Yeah. Like, and like Rabbi Meir and Bruria, we're taking the bad out of the Russia. Make him a tzaddik. Okay, so now we'll see Rav Shlomo's pshat.
Also, in that lesson, there's like
who brought that? Rabbi Sachs brought that?
No. I don't know. The first time I read this, I think it might have been like in the Hasidic or Hasidic Dvar Torahs. I don't know. I saw it somewhere. I never forgot it. It's amazing. Hope you guys use it at your.
I'm just gonna use a pshat. Just take out his teeth.
Okay. Yeah. But what does it mean? Knock out his teeth.
Yeah.
So let's see Rav Shlomo. So we've already seen one beautiful creative reinterpretation of Rav Shlomo, right? Shvoch chamotcha, cham chachara, you're warm. Let's see what he can do with the Rasha. So, mata onim la ben Rasha, pala gadamer, afata yaket shinav. Ma ze shinayim? What's teeth? Hashinayim tochnot velo asot et ha-machal, kach shehu yera'ui li'ikul al yedei akiba. Teeth take food. And they process it. They break it down so that your digestive system can digest it. Ki rak kach hu yichul hisapek to bigufenu. Only then can our body process it. Anachnu umim l'Rasha. We're telling the Rasha. Ha'im asta ipam Yiddishkeit? Have you ever really swallowed Yiddishkeit? Ha'im asta ipam Yiddishkeit? Have you chewed on Torah? Ha'im orada tapam et haTorah l'lebecha? Have you really tried to break it down and bring it down into your heart? Da'alecha. Imayita osek b'lorida tatorah l'lebecha? You really would work hard through tefillah, through Torah, give it all mysterious nefesh. You would feel the closeness of Hashem. If the matter is close, but the Torah guarantees it. If you try with all your heart, you will find Hashem. It's close to you. The Tanya says, you know what? It's true that God's hiding from you a little bit. Because earlier, Rosh Hashanah defended the Russia and says the Russia is actually tzaddik, and he's having, why is Hashem so far from me? But you're also hiding from him. Exactly in proportion to the way that you open up to God, that's how much Hashem will open up to you. Hashem tzilcha, right? Hashem's your shade. As much, exactly the way you open up. He's mimicking you. Exactly. Maybe you learned Torah, but did you really open it up in a pnimi level or just on an external level? Lola asta uta, you never chewed it. Ratzita l'argish kirvat alikim, aval lola marat et haTorah beofen shititak el pach v'tahfoch l'chelak mibcha. You never learned Torah in a way that could really become a part of you. Lo chipasta d'Hashem v'tatzmacha b'Torah. You didn't search for Hashem in the Torah and yourself in the Torah. L'chen lo matzat oto. You didn't find it. Anachnu rim lo gam ken. Ze nachon she'anachnu rim tzar yisurim akev. It's true that we, the Jewish people, have a lot of pain. Inside, we're not in pain at all. Right? There are Jews celebrating Pesach in Auschwitz and Maidanek. Deep inside, we're connected. If my daughters ask for me something and it's really hard for me to give it to them, I don't feel it. I'm so happy to give them what they want because I love them. If it was Mahabadoazotlachem, why is it so hard, Yiddishkeit? It wasn't really true, really close to you. That's why in my talis, I write, to those who call out with emes, you always feel close to Hashem. Knock out his teeth. Why do you have teeth? You're not using them. You're just trying to eat the matzah without chewing it. Of course it's going to be disgusting. You're not breaking it down. You're not really trying. You're just reading the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and looking at it on an external level. Of course it's going to look like something foreign. You want everything immediately without hard work, without really putting your heart and soul in. Of course, it's not going to actually knock out his teeth. The way you're speaking, you don't need teeth. Now it goes even deeper. He doesn't know where to find God. This is really Izbitz Torah. There's two types of hiding. There's when you're hidden because it's far. And God's so far, I don't know where he is. Sometimes God is so close that God feels far. But it's deep, deep within you. You know Hashem, he is hidden. But his mom is hidden within you. If you really chew down your Torah and your Judaism, gevalt, you feel like Hashem is so close. His mom is deep within you, is hidden in Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Shlomo's mom is teaching us.
That's why sharpening his teeth could also help him to process it. So where would you get the sharpen instead of the knockout? Because, I mean, if you sharpen his teeth, then
And so how
process the food. He can process the Torah. He can do all the.
Aha! Uh-huh, so you're like a knife.
You're giving him better tools.
So he's cut the teeth. Right. He just can't process it because it's not sharp enough. Nachan. Now you go and you sharpen it.
Nice. I like it. Now I just thought of a new pshat. Shina is like a language of shinantam of anacha to teach. Sharpen his teaching schools, meaning make him into a leader.
Yeah.
Make him into a teacher. When I'm always trying to look down on the, hey, Russia, listen up, I have another drasha, then like he doesn't like it.
Empower him to become
Empower him. Like the good teachers get
like Reish Lakish.
Yeah. Yochanan. Yeah, exactly.
He saw him a teacher.
Nachon. And like a lot of my rebbeim, they used to always take the kids who acted up and they give them a role.
I give them a role.
Exactly. Yeah, give that kid who feels like he's on the outside. Yeah. Make him a teacher.
Right.
And then Bezat Hashem, he'll find his chelik. In the Torah. Kavod, wow. Hashem should bless us. First of all, please Hashem, knock out the wicked within us. We all know we all have four different parts within us. Please Hashem, knock out that cynical Suffolk Amalek inside of us on the night of the Seder. Amen. And let us mamash break down our Yiddish guide so that we can feel that Amunah. Kavod.